Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and we are calling you from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on resident perception for hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family, a townhome, an apartment?
Right.
I'm sorry, it's a single family home, a townhome, apartment, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Can you tell me in what year was your home built, or you don't remember?
In 79.
1979. Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrade, impact windows, structural upgrades, or no upgrades?
Yeah, there has been.
Okay, thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
40.
40. Okay, thank you. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, 3, 4, 5, or none of the above?
Yes, there have been storms.
Just tropical storms.
Mm-hmm.
Both. About hurricane, it was category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Can you recall?
No, I'm not sure. Maybe a 3.
A 3. Okay, thank you. And can you tell me, or if you can remember the name of the tropical storm or hurricane, or the year, maybe?
Wilma.
Oh, Wilma. Okay. Thank you. Now, have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Lived in the home after the hurricane? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Remained in the house.
Okay, so we can say yes or no?
Well, we stayed in the house.
Okay, thank you. Now, what's the estimated damage in dollars after
a
hurricane?
Goodness. Back then, it was about $20,000.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage to your home? What is the debris in the wind breaking your window?
It was the porch and front door.
Okay. Thank you. If it was related to the a hurricane or the flood or a tornado?
Related to the hurricane.
Okay. Thank you.
The wind.
Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or a flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Thank you. We can say somewhat or extremely.
Somewhere in the middle there.
In the middle. Okay, got it. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment?
The house is shuttered and impact windows.
Okay, thank you.
It's both shutters and impact windows.
Both, thank you. Now, when will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue?
Now.
When a hurricane warning is issued or your home is already prepared?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Oh, yes, let me read you the answers. It's when a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
It's already secured.
Okay, thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Very certain, thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. The following are internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Facebook or WhatsApp.
All of it, actually. Radio, television.
We can pick one more. Newspaper, friends and family.
Publications.
Publications.
Town issued a publication.
Like newspaper or in social media?
No, it was through the town itself. It sent out a report.
Oh,
a little
okay.
Booklet.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
Probably 4.
4. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of housing, or none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
It affects insurance. Was that there in your list?
Which one, you said?
Insurance.
Cost of insurance, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That one,
right.
Okay?
That one, yes.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. When would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably never.
Thank you. If you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Oh, goodness. Probably within the state.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, or you don't know?
Oh, very low. Oh, very, very low. It's a 40-year-old policy that doesn't exist anymore, so it's $500.
$500. Okay, thank you. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $500 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are certain that could come up with $500? Probably come up with $500. Probably not come up with $500. You could not come up with $500, or you don't know?
Could come up with $500.
Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Increased significantly?
One up.
We can say going up somewhat or significantly.
It's gone up
but
I don't remember the dollar amount.
Okay, it's okay. Within 1 to 3 years, has increased significantly or decreased?
All the time going up.
All the time, okay. As a result of the increase, what action did you take? Change insurance provider? Increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Continued paying.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60? Or you don't know?
I'm not sure of the question. How did you start the question?
Oh, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, that's okay. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state, or I will not move from my home at all?
I won't move.
Thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance?
Considering dropping it.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these level of government should help you to reimburse your cost? A federal government, a state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Oh, I don't know which government, but government should be involved.
Should be involved. We can say all of them, federal, state, and local government.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right, yes.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I think they are.
We can say between 3 to 5, 5 being very high confidence.
Probably 4.
4. And that local land use planning takes in account hurricane risk between 1 to 5?
Repeat that, please.
Oh, yes. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Oh, and that's a 1 to 5?
From 1 to 5, yes. Being 5, 3. Very confident. And, okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
4.
And that new development takes into account flood risk?
Probably 3.
And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. And do you believe in sea level rise? Is happening in Florida? And do you think your property finances will be affected?
Probably.
We can say, yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected.
Believe I will be affected.
Thank you. Now, would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes? Increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no action should be taken?
I have no idea.
Probably no action should be taken, we can say.
Well, there could be some action, but I really have no idea what.
Oh, okay, got it. Now, we have just a couple of questions more, and I appreciate your patience and your help. Now, most of Florida coast areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and they are especially vulnerable to flooding association with the storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately.
Moderately, okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to the other family or proximity to your? You can pick
proximity
more than one.
Proximity to your family.
Proximity to your family, okay. Just that one, or do you want to pick another more?
I'm sorry, what?
You can pick more than one, or just that one, it's okay.
Just that one.
Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to 5 years, between 5 to 10, between 10 to 20, or more than 20?
How about as long as I live? I don't know what that is.
Let's say more than 20.
No, I'm in my 80s.
I mean, we...
Yeah, hopefully 10 years.
Okay, thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? You said 80, right? Or
81.
81, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
Are under 12 years old or are 65 or older?
Oh, neither. 60.
Oh, 60. Okay, thank you. Let's see. I'm just taking note here, just 1 second.
I didn't know if you were a scam, so I was reticent to answer. But they're interesting questions, so I hope it resolves something.
Oh, no, we are calling actually from Florida International University. It's just these questions will be help the government to get better prepared for any
mm-hmm.
hurricane approaches, and we appreciate your help.
Okay.
I'm just, the system is slow and it's loading. I'm sorry, it's just 1 moment, please.
You must have problems with people answering.
Yeah, we do.
We're not supposed to answer the phone.
Most of people, they think that it's a scam, which is common in these days, right?
Yes,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Right. Now, what is your marital status? Single or never married? Married?
Widow.
Widow. Widow. Thank you. What is the highest grade of a school complete by any adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduated, or graduate degree?
Anyone in the house, you said?
Yes, anyone.
Not just me. No, college, graduate.
Okay, thank you. Okay, cool. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American?
White.
White, Caucasian. Okay.
Mhm.
What language is most often spoken in your home? English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Now, last question. Please tell me which is the income range of your household? Under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000? 30 to 50,000, 50 to 75, or 75 to 100,000? Or you don't know? Okay, thank you. Okay, that was the end of the survey, and I appreciate your help a lot, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you for your patience.
You too. Okay, very interesting.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.